are impossible to reverse, but most of them you can reverse and use from the female point of view. But there is one chapter in there to show you how it's done, and that's the How About the Gaga? It's like a fold-out chapter that instructs the women as to how to go about it. It's called How to Be the Dumper of the Humper. Yeah, you're a woman, you live alone, you're a career girl, you got a good job. You've been the whole stinking marriage routine. Now you're free, you got a couple of boyfriends. But while you like sweet hobble, you don't like the aftermath. I mean, you've long thought the only reason men were created is because cucumbers can't cut the grass. But yet you like him every now and then for some zesty hobble. So how do you have a new and exciting man to ravage and be ravaged, to take and be taken, and not have the guy think he's right away going to be in love with you and want to introduce you to his parents and keep calling you about what are we doing this weekend and what are we doing next weekend? All you want is just a little sweet blish. Well, as a woman, you are in the driver's seat because our whole society, our whole way of life is geared that men are like hungry pups. Especially if you're good-looking, they'll follow you around and they will do anything. So as you drive home from work, you decide you'd like a zesty session. And you'd like to have them in the place and out by like 9:15. So you can relax, do your nails, and watch a little news before you go to bed. You stop at the local watering hole and you take a look around. All the heads turn as you walk in because you're a happening-looking dame. You just make no bones about it. You walk up and down the aisle until you see that one guy there. You can tell he's a little shy. He's just what you want. He's a big kind of guy. Looks like he works out. A little younger than you are. You talk to him and you find out he's a little stupid. But that only heightens to it because you could use him even more. You can tell he's looking at you. He's staring at them tatas, dreaming of what it would be like. You smile and say, oh, good. So you think to yourself, look at those muscles. He's got all these nice lumps and bulges everywhere. See, I tell you what, everybody's looking at us. And I can see why, because you are a good-looking man. I'll tell you what, why don't we go have a drink at my place where we can be a little more intimate? Of course he will agree. So he follows you over there. Take him right in the hallway. You don't want to take him up to the bed because then he'll smear his aqua velva all over the pillowcase and your regular boyfriend will notice it and be all ticked off and you'll have to put up with his stinking, sulking mood for the weekend. So make sure you just take him right there in the hallway on a carpet. You know, give him some line about, oh, this has never happened to me before. You really turned me on. Make him feel like a big man so he'll be extra 10 hot for you, eh? He'll be that silly millimeter longer. Rip his shirt open and hungrily take him there on the carpet. Your head hunching in the closet against the goulashes and umbrellas. Oh, it's so sweet. Take him. Chime in to get right there in the hallway. And then when you've had enough, say, hey, I've got a great idea. You know, my nieces and nephews are coming over this weekend, so I always hide the good champagne because they end up opening it and having squirt fights with like $50 bottles of DP. So in the backyard, in the bushes there, I have got a bottle of DP. What do you say we celebrate? Oh, this is... He said, oh, great. Never met a girl like you before. I can't wait to introduce you to my mother. But it'll be great. We can spend the weekend together. I'm thinking of... You say, right. But first the champagne. It's in the backyard in the bushes. All right, let me pull my pants up. No, don't bother to pull your pants in. Make it extra spicy. I like a man in his boxers. The guy says, oh, boy. So he goes outside in his underwear. You run to the kitchen, pick up the phone. Hello, police? You dial that 911. I have a prowler, Peeping Tom, half naked in my backyard. Please send an officer. I'm frantic. I think he's trying to break in. So sure enough, there is no bottle of champagne out there. So the guy spends like, you know, 10 minutes looking through the bushes in his underwear. All of a sudden, he turns around. There's a lawman with a kettle light shining in his face. Freeze! Officer, you don't understand. I was looking for a bottle of champagne. Yeah, right. That's a... Hey, Joe, listen to this. We got a creep in his lady backyard in his underwear. So he's looking for a bottle of champagne. All right, in the car. You have the right to remain silent. But wait a minute. Gladys, wait a minute. It'll take him at least all night to post bail. By then, you've done your nails, washed your hair, watched the news, and gone to bed. No fuss. No buzz.